For many Australians, having access to appropriate healthcare comes down to a single question. Where do you live? For isolated Aboriginal communities, not having access to the same sort of hospitals or treatment centres as major cities is a major problem. But a new initiative in far north Queensland is changing the way remote communities access healthcare. Miles Herbert and Amelia Navescuse have this report.
Where you live can directly impact your health. In remote and rural Aboriginal communities, where over two-thirds of the Indigenous population live, the overall standard of living is significantly lower than those non-Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islanders. Diabetes is just one of the many health issues faced by these communities and is a major cause of blindness. In Queensland's north, a new program is addressing the issues differently, bringing health services to communities that can't otherwise get access to treatment centres.
We would leave Brisbane in the sort of early-ish hours. We would take a small plane from an airfield here and we fly up to Cherbourg. It's about a 40-45 minute flight to the airstrip. And then we'll drive, or be picked up actually, from the airstrip and drive into Cherbourg. To start the clinic's about 8:30. By the time we arrive at Cherbourg or Mount Isa or wherever the services are being delivered on the day, the van is already set up on site. So the driver, Mark, goes up, usually the day before or 2 days before, and sets everything up so it's ready to go for when the clinical team arrives.
That was Dr. Chris Rallabaker, an ophthalmologist, who worked on the Indigenous Diabetes Eyes and Screening van.
The van itself is virtually a city ophthalmology clinic on wheels.
For Chris, a day in the bus is much different from a day in the hospital. For the patients Chris sees, the question of access is always there.
The patients we're seeing aren't people who can either easily access city clinics or who would even necessarily feel they have the capacity or ability to head into a city and attend those clinics. We're talking about underprivileged populations of people who need an extra hand in accessing the services they require.
Dr. Rallabaker thinks that his patients also struggle to get treatment because of the racism they face in traditional healthcare systems.
For some of these people, they'll make the decision that rather than go through the trauma of having to experience racism in a mainstream institution, they'd rather go blind.
Lindell DeMarco, CEO of the initiative, says the focus is to eliminate avoidable blindness by 2020.
They thought I was completely mad, and not being from the medical world, they probably were justified.
Despite the initial backlash, Lindell DeMarco thinks this is attainable if there is community and cultural-specific health services in remote parts of Australia.
There's 148,000 Indigenous people who live in rural and remote Queensland, and there are about three places where they can actually go to receive treatment for diabetic retinopathy.
DeMarco remains firm. The success of the program lies in providing high-quality and localised health services.
There is no problem with people travelling for nothing because you've got this wonderful telehealth approach to diagnosing diabetic retinopathy. And so people can be in their own place in Mount Isa, in Charleville, and get a diagnosis from the world's expert in diabetic retinopathy.
Do you think that it's easier for these people to receive treatment in their own backyard than, for example, walking into a hospital?
I would say that is the key to the success. First of all, we established a relationship with these communities and their elders. We asked if they would need this service. We provided as much help and assistance as we possibly can. And the most important thing is that we park it at their place. So it's at their Aboriginal medical service. So we take it and it's right next door.
Having lived on Palm Island himself and treated patients in the Ideas van, Dr. Chris Rallabaker agrees.
I don't think anything will ever be able to really beat local services delivered locally with the assistance of local people.
Dr. Chris Rallabaker, ending that report by Miles Herbert and Amelia Navescuse.